Our next patient is Charles Williams, Charles Williams, Willims, 31043. This is a spunky 81-year-old woman. Yes, her name is Charles, but she's a lady who suffers from hyperlipidemia, hypertension, spinal stenosis, diabetes, depression, coronary artery disease, PVD, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic constipation, and eye disease, period. Nepharograft surgeries includes some kind of back surgery for pinched nerve, Histrofel back syndrome. Medication includes Crestor 20 milligram once a day, amlodipine 5 milligram a day, chlorothalidone 50 milligram a day, olmesartan 40 milligram once a day, potassium 8 milliequivalents twice a day, metformin 500 milligram twice a day, Zoloft 100 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Photonics 40 milligram a day, Linza 72 milligram daily, two eye drops, AZOPT and Lumigan, L-U-M-I-G-A-N. Family history, dad died in his 60s, doesn't know why, back in the 70s, mom died at age 98. Recent hospitalization for left arm pain, he was referred to ortho, they told her he wasn't cardiac related, allergy none. Patient used a walker because of her severe back pain and her obesity. Social, she was born in Bryan, Texas. She's single, has 8 children, living, one passed away. Had never been a heavy smoker, drinker. She's used to work as an office worker, banker, and a cook in the past. Patient is alert, awake, and no distress. Is able to give me great history. Blood pressure 140 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18 and febrile, heart positive, phone positive is 2, lungs pure bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows no dimocromic sinusitis, skin shows no rash. Number 1, hypertension. Control, next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is the PVD. Next number is patient is on Plavix. Patient tells me she has not had any stents placed anywhere. Next number is constipation on Linzess. Next number is sertraline for depression. Next one is need to check A1C. Next one is chlorothalidone, a combination of chlorothalidone, olmesartan, and for amlodipine for blood pressure. Next number, patient has no need for palliative or hospice care at this time. Next number may benefit from social for provider services since she's having a lot of pain, difficulty walking, and difficulty managing with ADL, and she lives alone, and because of her spinal stenosis and history of failed back syndrome. Thank you.